It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Thursday, October 7th, 2010. I'm John Moe. Facebook announced some new features Wednesday. Now you'll be able to download your information from Facebook, pictures, videos, status updates. There's also a new dashboard to control what you're sharing with third-party applications like games, and you can monitor how the companies that run those games are using your information. And you'll be able to organize groups of your friends so you won't have to share the same things with family as you do with coworkers. While you may visit Facebook, you spend more time watching TV. Yes, even you, public radio listener, probably watch a few hours a day. And big tech companies, namely Google and Apple, are trying to become part of your TV experience. Wednesday, Logitech unveiled the Logitech Review. Small box attaches to your TV, costs $300, and it uses something called Google TV, which lets you search for movies and TV online and then watch them on your set. John Falcone is a senior editor from CNET.com.
It lets you access a lot of internet video material and really any website, quite frankly. And it also provides a pathway to your existing cable or satellite box as well.
So is this a set-top box or is this stuff that's built into a TV itself?
It's actually both. The Logitech version is a set-top box that just sits right next to your TV. And the Sony version is going to have, we think, everything the Logitech has, but built into a new Sony TV that they'll be unveiling soon.
And give us a sense of what we can actually expect to watch if we have Google TV. You say anything on the internet.
What Google TV is promising is if you can get it on your computer in a web browser, you can get it on Google TV. So it is going to work with all Flash-enabled websites out there, which opens up a lot of stuff you can't get elsewhere, like ComedyCentral.com and ABC.com and all sorts of things like that.
Yeah, Hulu.com.
Exactly. And that being said, we are wondering if any of these providers are going to try to block the Google TV box, because Hulu has done that in the past. You used to be able to get Hulu on the PlayStation 3, which also has a pretty decent built-in web browser.
Mm-hmm.
And because all these devices send out a unique identifier, they basically told their server, if this is coming from the PS3, turn off the service.
Okay.
So wow. If Google doesn't cut a deal with those guys, that's kind of one of the big question marks right now, is that they're saying you can get everything, but is that going to be the same going forward or not?
Google TV is arriving shortly after the recent debut of Apple's latest version of a set-top box. It's called Apple TV. Costs $100, so $200 less than Logitech's Google TV setup. Jackie Cheng from the website Ars Technica says it's also simpler.
You know, it's the type of thing that you buy and you connect to your TV, and then you just control it with an Apple remote. Or actually, you can also program it to your own remote if you'd like.
And what can you watch on it?
The latest Apple TV lets you watch iTunes content that you rent. You can also watch Netflix movies. So if you already have a subscription, you can access it for free. You can also watch internet stuff such as like YouTube videos, and you can listen to, you know, podcasts and access all sorts of other, you know, other things that are maybe not premium content like movies, but, you know, things on the internet that you might like to watch on the TV.
Right now, the selection of TV shows you can get from Apple TV is limited to some new shows from ABC, ABC Family, BBC America, Disney, and Fox. Each show rents for 99 cents. You can also rent movies through iTunes for $3.99 a pop. Will the selection on Google TV and Apple TV grow? Will these platforms evolve? Well, probably. We'll keep an eye on it. Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a story of technology making life a bit too easy.
Yeah, John, the hedge maze at Longleat Safari Park in Wiltshire, England, usually takes about 90 minutes to finish. But the staff there noticed that recently people were finding their way through in record time.
So either everyone got smart or...
or they're cheating.
Right.
With their smartphones, visitors have been entering the maze. Then they look up Google Earth and find aerial maps and plot their course.
And some of them are just reaching up with their phones, taking pictures, looking at the pictures, cheating that way.
You know, imagine if Jack Nicholson had had an iPhone at the end of The Shining.
That would have been a very different movie. And don't even get me started on Harry Potter, Goblet of Fire, Book 4. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.